Okay, today's daf is Tainus, daf Beis, as we start a new Masechta here in the world of Daf Yomi, and it is Tainus, the fourth to last Masechta here in Seder Moed, as we continue. Remember what we mentioned years ago, not even months ago, why Moed is called Moed, unlike the other Sedarim, which are all on Lashon Rabim, right? Zra'im, Nashim, Nezikin. Why isn't it Mo'adim, right, to be parallel, right? All the other ones are plural, and this one is Lashon Yachid. So one could say one of two opposite ideas. Either Moed is because every Moed is unique and has its own theme, and that's why it's singular, because everyone is very special and independent. Even though the actual Masechtas are in plural, Psachim is plural, but Moed Katan, which is about Chol HaMoed, and Megillah and Sukkah and Yuma, but it's all Moed, it's all unique. Or one could say just the opposite. I think the Sifsei Chachamim on Maseches Megillah says this, that, or even on Brachas, that the idea of all Moedim is really, really blends into one idea, and that is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's Moed, it's the singular, because they all connect in terms of the goal of what we're supposed to feel on them. This Masechta that we're about to be in does not really talk about the other Moedim, right? That's why it doesn't really belong here in that sense, right? All the other Masechtas, Beitzah and Rosh Hashanah and the other ones following, Megillah, Moed Katan and Chagiga, all have to do with Yontif in some way. Tainus doesn't really have to, but it has to do with fast days, which are also unique days throughout the Jewish calendar, fast days for rain, and davening for rain. So that's why, the best place to put it, where it fits better into this Seder than into others, in that it's also about different days on the Jewish calendar, right? Even though it's not specifically days that we would want when it's not raining and it's a drought and we're fasting, but that's why it is here. A couple of introductory points relating to the Masechta. The Me'iri says right here, again, we have the basic Rishonim on Maseches Tainus, the Me'iri, the Ritva, and the other Mefarshim. The Me'iri on the first page of Tainus says, V'inyi Masechta Bechlala Amnam Yesod HaKavanaba, what's it about? L'va'er Inyanei HaTshuva V'HaTfila Bizman HaTzaros. A lot of it is about what we do when we have difficulties in life. Right, and maybe to prevent difficulties, which maybe connects to Rosh Hashanah, when we discuss Be'ezara and the books being open, that's another connection. But he says, "Umach et zarich lehis arer alav beribui tfilos saakos v'taniyos ve'alzat ze'atzad yizvaru lanu mimenu gimel inyanim." Three ideas in the Masechta. Harishon, levayer tchunas atfila ala geshem. Number one, to explain our tfilos on for rain. Right. Rain is the symbol of all parnasa, but especially in the agricultural society in which they all used to live. So it was crucial. It's crucial. It was without rain, then forget it. There's nothing to talk about. There's no food on the table. So number one, it's about davening for rain in the general sense, in the usual sense. Mashiva ruach v'sein talumatar, praising for rain, asking for rain. That is all number one. Uveprat miyom ba mehen kol zman achoref. Number one. Number two, Vasheni, Levaer Tchunas HaTfila Al Shar HaTzaros. Once we talk about rain and davening for drought, so we expand that into all tzaros, davening for other tzaros. The Eiz Alezamehem Mis'anim, when do we fast for them? When do we just daven for them? V'chulu. And that is Tchunas Hanhaga Bahen V'yavo Alzeh HaPerek HaShlishi Mimena. That comes in the, he says Shlishi, it's really the end of the first parak, second parak, Hashlishi Levayer Tchunas Anagna Biyamim Asher Nigza Aleinu Bem Tainus. The behavior that we do, that we perform on the fast days for rain, V'al Dalat Atzomos. And once we talk about that, we talk about the other fast days as well, which were also spoken about in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the previous Masechta, in terms of the Nihugim that we take upon ourselves. So basically, davening for rain, drought. The third parak is the most chock full parak of stories in all of Shas. Right, there's almost all the stories. You got a lot of famous ones. You have Choni Hamaagel and Nachamish Gamzu. A lot of stories here in the third parak. And that's it. Those are the different topics that we have here in the Masechta. Even before we start, also to point out that Rashi on Maseches Tainus, according to the Maritz Chayis, is not Rashi. If you look in the Maariv Chai, it's at the end of the Masechta. This one is unusual. A couple of the other ones are more famous. Nedarim, Nazir. There, you know, many of the Achronim suggest that it's not Rashi. But if you look at the last Maariv Chai, in the Masechta, he says, "Mishune bein pirush Rashi zeh lepirusho b'shar Masechtas." This Rashi, you get a different flavor than all other Masechtas. Hein ba'arichas halashon, it's longer. Uveprat b'mashish tamish harmi v'talmud Yerushalmi mashem eferish l'shar Masechtas eno mevius Yerushalmi rak lebrakim rechokim. You find that Rashi brings the Yerushalmis on this Masechta more than any other Masechta. Why does he do that? Also, it's clear that Tosfos didn't have what we have, because Ra'inu da Tosfos ba'u lasos pirush l'divrei Gemara u'mishunim mishari Tosfos shabu rak lahachus l'farik l'falpel b'nyan halacha v'kad b'mesechazos divrei Tosfos al pi rov hema yavo'u rak lasos pirush l'divrei Ashas. You find most Tosfosim in this Masechta act like Rashi. They act like Tosfos does in Nedarim and elsewhere. Where Tosfos is a or the Ran in Nedarim, where it's as if they didn't have Rashi and they want to be a Mefarish. Why do they do that if they had Rashi? If we have Rashi, v'kan b'tir Tosfos they come to be Mefarish. Uberov pa'amim pirushim shabali Tosfos domim lepirush Rashi ulefamim heim os ba'os domim lepirush Rashi mashalom atzanu b'shemakom, as if they're quoting Rashi verbatim, but they're not. They're not quoting Rashi. Od Ra'inu, and we find that Rashi in this Pesachla quotes Midrashim and others, which we don't have. And he says, look, he quotes some throughout the Masechta, and then he quotes a few times in this Masechta, Tosfos quotes Rashi, which we don't have, but it's Rashi from other Masechtas. He'll quote a Rashi from Sukkah, and a Rashi from here, Rashi from there. So it seems clear. We'll have one on tomorrow's daf, Ezra and Daf Gimel. It seems clear, he says, that they didn't have the Rashi that Rashi in Tehillim they quote. Umizeh nira barer depirizeh hu mitalmid Rashi zal v'lo haya adayin lefeir boseinu baliatosis. They didn't have our Masechta. Why not? We don't know. Umipizeh lo eviu pirizeh b'shemakom v'talmid shema harbe pirushim epi rabo v'zeh hu shekasav brof pa'amim amar li rebi v'yafshar shayu eze kuntrasim gam kemei Rashi. But in general, says the Maariv Chai, in his view, the Rashi on this Masechta, if there are any contradictions between this Rashi and other Rashis, we have flexibility. And it's a Talmud of Rashi. It's still an important commentary to do. And we do this Pirish as if it's Rashi. But whether it is or it's a Talmud of Rashi, as the Maariv Chai says, it's still a Rishon to contend with that we are involved in. Okay. Let's continue and then we'll get into more. Says the Mishnah, Me'eh Masai. This is the second Me'emasai in Shas. Me'emasai maskirin, at least the second one that starts in Masechta. Me'emasai maskirin geruas geshamim. When do we start mentioning God's greatness and strength in terms of bringing rain? Meaning, praising Hashem for rain. There's praising Hashem for rain and asking Hashem for rain. The second bracha in Shmona Esrei, that's part of the three brachas of Shevach, so we're not allowed to ask there. We just praise. Mashiv haruach u'morad agashem. So when do we start saying Mashiv haruach u'morad agashem? Lashon, what does it say, mazkirin and not zochrin? When do we remember? We say mazkirin. Number one, because we mention it. Last key was to mention. We mentioned it in Shmona Esrei. You can't just think it. You have to mention it. But the Tosfos Yontif says maybe it's also alluding to the fact that you're not allowed to start saying it until it's announced by the Gabbai. Lahazkir. Me'emasai maskirin. That's a remez to this. Just like we discussed back in Rosh Hashanah, why it says harishon hasheni maskia and not tokea. So he said they're maskias. Maybe it's an allusion to the fact that somebody else should be blowing. So here too, says the Tosfos Yontif, Nirali dashmi'inan, hadi Yerushalmi, shevi yuarash, ozer lahaskir ashi yaskir ashats, pirish, ozer lahaskir ashi yachris shats, mashav aruach, kideish lo ye dover mu'urav beinam. So people know what to do. Ulahachi tani maskirin, shkosh le'achtibur, v'shle'achtibur maskir, u'machriz el'achtibur, kedesha yaskiru b'tfilasan, so that the tzibur knows what to do in their silent Shmona Esrei. Right, that's another connection to yesterday's daf, in terms of the silent Shmona Esrei and the Chazaras Hashatz. So that's the lashon of maskirin. So when do we start saying, Masha Baruch Amar Nagashem, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Miyantav Arishon Shalchag, from the first day of Sukkot. First day of Sukkot is already Mashiv Haruach Umorid Hagashem. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, Miyantav Achron Shalchag. On the last day on the last day of Sukkot. What does Yontif Achron mean here? Yontif Achron on Sukkot could always be one of two things. Does it mean literally the last day of Sukkot, what we call Hoshana Rabbah? Or is it the Yontif Achron, the last day of the holiday that's connected to Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, which for six areas, as we have mentioned, is separate. Pazar Kashav. And in other areas, it is connected. So what does this mean here? So Tosfos says on top, Shmini Atzeres. First Tosfos in the Masechta, Yontif Achron Shel Chag, Shmini. It means that you start saying it on Shmini Atzeres. Tosfos, Delo Yasvin B'Sukkah, on a day that we don't sit in the Sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, v'afilu ha'idna einu ela midrabana mishum sveika, and even bezman hazeh in Bavel, we only sit in a mishum sveika. V'avagav bekeina bekviyah diyarcha, even though we know, right? It quotes the takana of Yontif Sheni, but that's Rabbi Yeshua according to Tosfos. Here it means Shmini Atzeres. Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer, who said that you start mentioning it on the first day of Sukkot. I don't understand you, Rabbi Eliezer. Having rain on Sukkot is a simen klala. It's a simen of a curse. Right? It's as if, remember we had the Mishnah which gave the mashal in Maseches Sukkah. It's as if the Eved is coming to dilute the wine of the Rav, and the Rav throws it back in his face. Meaning, we know it's a simen klala. We don't want that. And also the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, where Kadosh Baruch Hu tests the Umos HaOlam with an easy mitzvah, the Gemara says. Which easy mitzvah does he test them with? Sukkah! And he makes it really hot, and they leave the Sukkah, and they kick the Sukkah down. Right, so the Gemara says, even if you're going to leave the Sukkah, but you don't kick it down. But leaving the Sukkah is not something that is so happy. Simen Klala, so if it's a Simen Klala, why are you mentioning rain? Why do you want to mention rain already from the first day of Sukkot? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Omolo Rebbe Eliezer, Afanilo Amarti Lisho Elahaskir, Mashavaruch Amartagashem, Ba'onaso. I didn't say to ask for it, I just had to mention it. You mentioned God's greatness. There's a distinction, says Rebbe Eliezer, between asking and praising. You could praise Hashem for something even at a time when you don't want it to come. Because you know, this is already the Zman for Gshamim. So if it's the time already, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I'm going to mention it, even though I don't want it. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Amar lo, imkein li'olam olei maskir. If you say that, so why don't you mention it every day of the year? You mention God's greatness. It can rain every day. Right? So why don't you mention it every day? So the Gemara is going to finish off the conversation. No, there's a difference between every day and the rainy season. But we'll see. But that's the end of that conversation. First half of the Mishnah is about lahazkir gvuras geshamim. Good. The Rosh Shlomo Kloger here in the back, actually Rosh Shlomo Mivilna, the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Rosh Shlomo Mivilna. Cheshek Shlomo on elsewhere is Rosh Shlomo Kloger. But if you look here in the Cheshek Shlomo, he quotes, why is it that we say in Lahazkir Geshamim, we say Morid Hagashem? Right? We use the word Geshem and we use the verb Morid. While in asking, we say Visein, we ask it to be given. And we say, call it matar. What is the difference between geshem and matar? We might have said this a million times in our life, we never thought about it. Why in the first second bracha we say morid hageshem, and in the bracha of praise, in the bracha of asking, we say v'sein talo matar. L'chor tzorach love and answer, Shlomo Mivilna, 150 years ago. B'mai takinu rei lo anu rabo seinu, anshik res lagadola lomar, baskar lashon u morid hageshem, v'lo tiknu lomar v'no sein matar. Save no sin matter. Kavoda omri b'sheila umeizetam chilko ben askara l'sheila bazet. Over Prade quotes the pasuk in Eov. So the question is, why is the noun changed and why is the verb changed? Ve'ulai mishum de b'sheila de anu shoalim de yiten lanu talu matter livracha. When it comes to sheila, we only want it good. It's our parnasa we're asking for. So you only want it livracha. Tiknu lomar b'lashon matar. Lashon matar is a less inclusive word. You find matar is always used libracha. The lashon matar al pi rov hu nimsa b'pazak kishe yored libracha. V'gam ksiv b'lashon nesina. It also says nesina. The yitein Hashem. Hashem should give the matar. Umadav siv, even though it says one time in the klalus, I'll explain that differently. Avol bahazkara, but in praising. De anu tzrichan lahazkir gvurosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just are mentioning the awesomeness of God. Adif tvei lomar balashen umorid agashem, bishud de geshem ushem kolel lechol mine geshamim. Geshem is all inclusive, even rains that we might not want, even hurricanes, right? Even terrible torrential downpours, which might not be a bracha in a certain case, but it still comes from Hashem. And that's included in Geshem, and that's why we praise Hashem in his Gvuros. Umishamachi tiknu labashin horada, mishab dalashin nesina in oshaya kalkach, rakashir lebracha. And also, nesina is only when there's a bracha, right? Where do we get this from? Remember Chazal mentioned this? Beginning of the parsha of Tzara'as of Bias. Why did Chazal darshin on the Rashi quotes it? That it's a matana because you're going to get saras of your house, you're going to rip apart your house, and you're going to find the treasures inside that the Canaan put there. Where did they get that from? Because it says v'nasati. Hashem says, I will place. V'nasati is a bracha. So here too, v'nasat tain is always a bracha. So that's why we use that in the asking. V'nira li shezeu yiseda paitan betfilas geshem. And that's what we say at the beginning of Tfilas Geshem. Sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu mashavruch v'arad ha'goshem lebracha v'lo leklala. Why do we say that? Because the phrase itself is not specific. Mashvarach Mar Gashem is all inclusive, even not Lebracha. And that's why when we have the Tfilas Geshem, we say Lebracha v'lo leklala. By Matar, we wouldn't have to say that because it's self understood. But by Geshem, it is all inclusive. V'hayna mishum debalashin emorad ha'goshem nechlo bo gam ha'gshavim she'enem yardim lebracha v'lachotzrak lefari she'mikomakon emavakshim shelo lo yered rak lebracha. Good. We have another, he gives another shot, but we will just mention that one. So, back to the Mishnah now. We know for the rest of our lives, why do we mention Geshem versus Matar and Nesina versus Horada? That is the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah, now we get into She'ela. Ein Shoal and Esak Hashamim, Ela Samach L'Gshamim. The Tanakhama holds that when do we ask V'sein Talu Matar? We do that Samuch L'Gshamim. We'll have to see what that means. Samach l'gshamim. That is the rainy season. When does that start? We'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'over lefnei ha'teva b'yotif ha'achron shel chag. The chazin, the one who goes in front of the teva. The chazin, who is the chazin on the last day of Sukkis, b'yotif ha'achron shel chag, which we said before, which we need at Zeres. Ha'achron maskir, the balmusuf. That's the achron. The balmusuf mentions mashavirach mar nagashem. Ha'richereinu maskir. But the bal shachris still is not mentioning it. Does he not mention anything? Does he more at all? We'll have to see what the Gemara says. So you switch it by Musaf. Right, you announce it before Musaf. That's when it switches. And the opposite on the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach, the Baal Shachris is still mentioning Mashiv Ruach Marat. We'll have to see what this is talking about. Pasha is the first day of Pesach, you're not mentioning the same, it's not She'ela because you're not saying weekdays for one asrei. So let's say this is going back on the earlier, on the Haskara. The first day of Pesach, the Baal Shachris mentions it, and the Baal Musaf, Ha'achron, Eino Maskir, does not mention it. Okay, so we know that's what we paskah. We paskah that it switches by Musaf. Why doesn't it switch by Shachris? Why doesn't it switch by Shachris? Or even a better question, why doesn't it switch by Ma'ariv? If today is already the day to do it, to switch, so why don't we start by the beginning of the halachic day? Why don't we switch by Ma'ariv? It's not my question. It's the Yerushalmi's question, right here on the first page of Tainus. The Yerushalmi says, V'yazgir b'Ma'ariv, right, after quoting the Mishnah of switching it by Musaf, why don't you mention it by Ma'ariv? Answer, Les kol ama tamon. There's a lot of breakaway minyanim at night, says the Yerushalmi. Not everybody's in the big shuls. So therefore, not everybody's going to know about it. Then you want everybody to know about this switch, you know, so people aren't doing different things. Agudos, agudos. So that's why not everybody's there. V'yaski v'shachris. Okay, what about Shachris? What about Shachris? So why not Ma'ariv? You have different binyana. What about Shachris? Says Yerushalmi, af hu savur. If you do it by Shachris, then somebody who was not in shul the night before will see that everybody's saying Mashavarach Mar Nagasha by Shachris, and they'll say, wow. Oh, I didn't know. You say, did they start last night? They wouldn't know whether they started just now or last night. They'll be confused and they'll think it was last night. So next year, they might start that night because they won't be in shul anyway. So that's why, you know what? You start by Musaf. You have the Gabbai announcer beforehand. Shalom al Yisrael. There's no distinctions. Afu Sover, Shema Hiskiru, Miba Erev, Vahavi, Vahu Avi Midkar, Kivan, Dahavi Chomilon, Delo Midkarin, Bikadmesa, U Midkarin, Baachrisa. But since they see, you don't mention it in the first one, Shachris, you only mention it by Musaf, Afu Yodea Shalom Eskiru Miba Erev. That people will realize that they didn't start the night before, because you wouldn't have started, stopped, and started. That's why the Yerushalmi says that it will it's the best thing to do is to mention it only by Musaf. And that, as we know, is what we do. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Taf, Simen Kuf Yud Dalet. No more Tufs, that was Rosh Hashanah. Kuf Yud Dalet, Chelek Aleph in Mishnah Brura. Maschilin Lomar, this is already discussed in the Gemara, but let's just read in the Shulchan Aruch once we finish the Mishnah. Maschilin Lomar, Bebrach Hashdiya, Mashiva Ruach, Amar Nagashem. When do we start saying Mashiva Ruach? Betfilas Musaf, Shel Yontef HaAchron, Shel Chag. Musaf on the last day. Musaf on the last day of Sukkot, right? Last day. Why? Mishnah Brura. Hatam de poskin mi ba'erev. Right? He quotes our Yerushalmi. Shelo yedavar mu'ura b'neim. Shezeh maskir v'zeino maskir. Aval atosh ha-poskin b'musav. Yedu ha-kol edis liach tzibur. O ha-shamish ha-machris. Kol edu filas musav. Mor atol. Shaskaras haskar tol. Simiru lafsokas haskaras ha-geshem v'od. V'cholu. And he quotes the other minhag as well. But that's when we start. Vein poskin ha-tfilas musav. Shel yantif ha-rishon shel Pesach. You go through Shachris on the first day of Pesach. Next sif, Osir Lahaskir Ageshem Ashayaskir Rashliach Tzibur. As the Tosfos Yontif just pointed out, based on the Rishonim, it's Osir to start saying it until it's announced. Until it's announced. So how is it announced? One of two choices. Either during Chazaras Hashatz, when the Shliach Tzibur says it. If that's the case, then the Tzibur still says Morad Atal during their silent Shmon Esrei. If it wasn't announced beforehand, then there's no, the Rishonim say, it's not just Stam, like another announcement. Most announcements by the Gabbai are just to remind people. Here, it's to create the state of obligation. This is a different type of announcing than all the other announcements. This is, if there was no announcement, I don't switch. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Osir la'askir ha-geshem ha-shayach was ha-shliach tzibur. Ramah, v'yesh omrim, shekodev. So from the Shulchan Aruch, you just get the impression that it starts by Chazaras Hashatz. So it's the shliach tzibur. And then the Ramah adds, "V'yesh omrim shekodem shemaschivin musuf machris hashamish mashiv haruach kedesha tzibur yaskiru betfilasan v'chei noagin." Right, that is the minhag. Hilkach imhu chole o ones. What if he's not in shul? Somebody's sick and they don't hear it. Lo yaktim tfilaso lo tfilas tzibur. You should not daven earlier than the tzibur davens. L'fisha asel haska sheyamash le tzibur. If you know they already announced it, or the chazan already got up to there in shul, he still mentioned it because it's still after the time. You also get the impression from the Shulchan Aruch, right, different minhagim about when you do tefilas geshem or tal. Do you do it during Chazaras Hashatz, or do you do it before even tefilah belachash? So if you do it before tefilah belachash, then that acts as the hachraza. If you do it, it sounds like their minhag was to do it during Chazaras Hashatz, right? And that's why the only way to do it beforehand was to have the Gabbai make that announcement. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, according to the Chai Adam, you should not just announce Mashiva Ruach. That doesn't tell us anything. Because it could also be Mashiva Ruach Marad Atal. You have to say Marad Agashem, right? The key is the rain. That's the ikar in terms of the announcement. Okay, a lot more there. That's the Simen in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Dalet. Okay. Says the Gemara Tana Hecha Kai Diktani Me'ei Masai. We're in the middle of a conversation. When should you mention Gvuras Kishamim? Since when were we talking about Gvuras Kishamim? It's as if we came in the middle of a conversation. What is this Mishnah going back on? If you remember, a similar question was asked on the first daf in Shas. Tana Hecha Kai Me'ei Masai Kor Nishma Ba'aris. What is this referring to? So there we mentioned it's referring to Psukim in the Torah. Right, and that's the beautiful connection, how Shas starts off connecting Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Tana Eich HaKoy, where does this Torah Shebal Peh come from? It comes from Pshitcha V'Vesech V'Lechtecha V'Derech. It comes from the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So now we're saying, okay, that was then, but what about here? Where earlier have we, is there a Pasuk? The Ritva here says, there's no Pasuk in the Torah that says, you have to be Maskir Gvuras Kishamim. Is there? Right, so that's why the Gemara asks here, what is this referring to? So, Tana Mehecha Koi, Diktani Mehemasai. So, first suggestion, Tana Hasab Koi is referring to the Mishnah in the middle of Brachas. Diktani, there it says, Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim B'tchias HaMesim. We mentioned Mash Baruch Mar Nagashem in the second Brach of Shmona Esrei, V'Sho'alin B'Birchaz Hashanim. And we ask, we say V'Seit Alamatar in Barich Aleinu. V'Havdala B'Chorin Adas. And then the Mishnah there quoted the three opinions when you say Atachan Antanu. And we hold in Chorin Adas. Viktani me'ema sai maskirin gevuras kishamim. Right, and now we're getting into it a little bit deeper. When do you, there it's mentions, where is it mentioned in Shmoneh Esrei? And here we're saying, okay, so which day of the year do you start saying it? Do you stop saying it? It's referring to there. Says the Gemara, V'lisni Hasam. So why was this such a big break? Meseches Brachas was a couple of years ago. So V'lisni Hasam. Maishna Deshavki Ad Hacha. So why did it take such a big break? There's such a long tangent. Shabbos, Erevim, Sachem, Shkalim, Yuma, Sukkah, Beitza, Rosh Hashanah. That's a pretty big tangent. So there has to be something sooner. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ewa Tana Me Rosh Hashanah Salik is referring to a Mishnah that we had back in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah said on Daf Tezayin, U'bechag Nidonin Alamayim. On Sukkis, we are Nidon. On water. Remember the four Rosh Hashanah, the four times we are judged throughout the year. On Sukkis, it was for water. And that's why we have Nisach HaMayim. Tomorrow's Daf is the source for Nisach HaMayim in the Torah. U'bechag Nidonin Alamayim. V'yayidi D'tanam. Bechag Nidonin Alamayim. Once we're talking about water, so that's why it mentions the praising Hashem for the rain, which we desperately need on during the rainy season. Why do we call it Gevuros Geshamim? Just mention rain. When do we mention rain? What do we mean? Or pray? When do we praise Hashem for rain? What do you mean? The greatness of rain, the gvura of rain, the gvura of Hashem in rain. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Sheyardim Gvura, because rain needs to come down and comes down as a reflection of God's gvura. Right? What does that mean? God's gvura. Many Rishonim discuss that anytime we have an adjective that describes Hashem, it doesn't really mean it. It doesn't really mean that this is His essence. It means what appears to us as gvura. Right, Shneemar, where are the psukim that describe, connect the adjective gvura with rain? Shneemar, oseh gedolos, the Bach changes this, the one that we have, to fit in to be next to the following one. Oseh gedolos, ve'ein cheker, v'niflos adin mispar. The pasuk uses the word gedolos, v'ksiv hanosein matar apnei aretz, v'sholeach mayim apnei chutzos. Those two psukim in Eov are next to each other, according to how the Bach changed it. So you see, it's talking about rain, and it uses the word cheker. So the Gemara says, my mashma, so how does that teach me anything? So you need a couple of extra steps. Amar Abba Bar Sheila, Asya Cheker Cheker Mi Bir Yaso Shel Olam. The word Cheker is used here in Eov by rain, and the use Cheker is used in Yeshayo regarding Briyas HaOlam. Ksiv Hacha Oseh Gedolos Ad Ein Cheker. Viksiv Hasam Halo Yadate Im Lo Shamata. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? Elokei Olam Hashem Borei Kitzos Haaretz. He's created the world. Lo Yi'af Lo Yiga Ein Cheker Lisvu Naso. So you see the word cheker is used by Briyas HaOlam. In the previous pasuk, cheker is used by rain. So, viksiv, and it also says by Briyas HaOlam, mechin harim bikocho nezar bigvura. Hashem girds himself with gura, right? Ozer Yisrael bigvura. So we also have there, ezer, the verb ozer, and gvura. So what happens here? So you have the word cheker, both by both, and yet by rain and by Briyas HaOlam. You have the word gvura by Briyas HaOlam. So we say also rain is a reflection of God's gvura. The Ein Yaakov here adds another point, and that is, we know that in the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, in the special tefillah, the short tefillah that he says on his way out of the Kodesh Kodashim, after everything went well, Baruch Hashem, is a little short tefillah, and one of the lines in that tefillah, which is not in our nusach of the tefillah, but it's in the Gemara's nusach. Big Shiloh, why that line is not in ours. But it is, he asks Hashem, don't listen to the tefillah of the Ovrei Drachim. Don't listen to the tefillah of the travelers. What does that mean? The Mefarshim explained that when people are traveling, they really don't want it to rain yet. And even though the rest of Klal Yisrael is davening for rain, these Ovrei Drachim who have not gotten back from Yerushalayim yet, don't want it to rain, because then they're going to be stuck and the roads are going to be out. They're not going to be able to get home. So the Kohen Gadol says, don't listen to the tefillah of the Ovrei Drachim. That's what he says, as we've explained from the Bali Musar in the past. The Kohen Gadol has a daven for these individuals. The whole Tzibur needs rain. And these individuals' tefillah is going to be accepted? So why is that? Similar question. Right? What did the mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim used to do? The Mishnah in Makkos, they used to bring care packages to the people who killed Beshogeg. So they don't daven that their sons die. So they would be able to leave the Eir Miklat. I mean, what, the Kohen Gadol is going to be affected by the tefillahs of these murderers? Beshogeg? So the answer given in both cases is that when somebody davids with all their heart, and they're really in pain and they really need it, then that tefillah could go so far. Could go so far! We all daven! But these tefillahs are so deep, that they know Ein Breira. Right? If you're on the road, you know Ein Breira. If it rains now, I'm finished. So they daven b'chol nafsham. They daven so deep, so that tefillah could even override the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. And the person that is stuck in the Yer Miklat for decades, right? So he davens, right? Ali, right? He wished he killed somebody by accident when the Kohen Gadol was 115, right? But what if the Kohen Gadol is 26, right? He might have a long time in the Yer Miklat. So he davens with all his heart. So that's why those tefillahs are so powerful. So explains the Ian Yaakov, maybe that's the Gvura of Hashem. He has to overcome to bring for Klal Yisrael, so to speak. Right? Gibor is a Kovish Yisrael. You have to overcome something. So maybe that overcoming the tefillos of the Ovri Drachim is another reflection of the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. We continue now. Third to last skinny line. Uminalan de betfila. Fine, Hashem's greatness is in tefillah. How do we know that we mention it in tefillah? Minalan de betfila. Titania, famous Chazal. Li'avot Hashem Elokeichem u'la'avdo b'chol avavchem. We say it in Shema, to love Hashem and to serve Hashem in our hearts. Ve'ezu hi avodah shebelev. I know how to serve Hashem with my body. I do mitzvos. How do I serve Hashem in my heart? Havi omer ze tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. The Rambam quotes this in Sefer HaMitzvos. In Mitzvah Hey, when we talked about the Mitzvah of Tefillah, Fiksib Asrei, what does it say right after that? Ve'nasati mitar artzachem bi'ito. Yoreh u'malkosh. It talks about rain right after those psukim, and therefore we know rain should be mentioned in the context of tefillah. Again, very, very well-known discussion. You got to have this in sometime in Maseches Taanis. So I'll already mention it now. This chazal of the b'chol avachim avodah shebelev machlokas Rambam Ramban. How seriously to take this lashon? The Rambam says in more than one place, in at least two or three places, this chazal is a bona fide mitzvah d'oraisa. Bonafide, real, it's one of the 613. Those who want to listen, Baruch Hashem, yesterday we finished the mitzvah shiur. 613 shiurim are up. Anybody wants to start listening, a mitzvah a day, 20 minutes on the OU website, feel free. But this was, tefillah was in Veschanan. That was last year. So that's the Rambam, and the Rambam says, mitzvah zaseh, lispala b'chol yom. It's mitzvah to daven every single day of the year. Sheneemar v'yavatem z'Hashem Elokeichem mipi yeshmu alamdu shavodah zuhi tefillah sheneemar ula avdo b'chol levavchem amru chachamim ezuhi avodah shebelev zu tefillah. The Rambam quotes this Gemara in the first halacha of Hilchas Tefillah. All the details of tefillah are derabanan. How many times and when we have to daven in the nusach tefillah, that's all derabanan. But the idea of turning to Hashem every single day of our life, that is a mitzvah d'oraisa based on this Gemara. That is the Rambam. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban knows the Gemara, but he says it's an asmachta. It's an asmachta. It's not a real limud. How do you ever know if anything's an asmachta or not? Based on the Rishonim. You can't know from the Gemara. It's impossible to know whether something's an asmachta or something is a real drasha gemura by reading the Gemara. And that's why there are machlokos in the Rishonim. Sometimes things are drushes, chazal, real bona fide according to some Rishonim, and others say not. Right? Just an example that we just had in Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's the drusha of Malchias, Achronis, and Shofros. Right? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, say before and I, Malchias. Look where we added the end and also earlier. In the first paragraph, Tezayin or so, and Rashi seems to take that drasha seriously. And the Ritva, that's where the biggest Ritva, the most important Ritva about Asmachta in Shas, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, he says, Asmachtas are crucial, they're very important, even though they're only Durabanan. Don't think that Chazal made this up. Right? Hashem had this in mind, he just wanted to give rabbinic creativity and flexibility to them. But really, he had this in mind, but it's still an Asmachta. So in Asmachta, the Ritva, that's a Machlokas about that one. So this one too. Machlokas, Ramam Ramban. The Ramban says there is no mitzvah to daven every single day. There's only a mitzvah to daven based tzara, based on a totally different pasuk. A pasuk in Bahaloscha, right, which we're going to talk about in this Masechta also. Skata Bechatzotros, Farayosem, right, based on a different pasuk. That's a tzara. Right, when there's a national calamity, danger, then there's a mitzvah daraisa to turn to Hashem. But otherwise there isn't. Machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban, and we always mention Rav Soloveitchik's idea, how maybe on a drush level, maybe the Rambam also agrees fundamentally that davening is only obligatory be'esara, but he views life every day as an esara. What, every day? Hashem is protecting us. Every day we say Refa'inu. Every day we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day is a potential Esara. Right? That's how the Rambam views life. So fundamentally he agrees with the Ramban. But the machlokas is how to view, how to define Esara. Again, al derech drush. Rosha Feinstein also has a fascinating tshuva, which has come up in the past, about non-Jews davening. The non-Jews have to daven. B'nei Noach. And he mentions in Chelek Bei Simen Chafhei, he was asked this question in 1963, Tashin Chav Gimel, and he says, well, on the surface I would say no, because it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos. Right, look at the seven. There's only one Mitzvah Zaseh there. The other six are Lo Zaseh. Dinim is the only Mitzvah Zaseh, which might even mean they're going to the Zari Shonim to make sure they do the other six. But even if it's more expanded, it's not there. Says Rav Moshe, it is there. It is there. They have to daven, not every day, but be'es sara. That they have to daven, like the Ramban. Why? Where is that in the Sheva Mitzvos? That's a reflection of Emunah. Because if there's an es sara, and somebody doesn't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they have somebody sick in the house, when there's danger to Klal Yisrael, when there's saris, that's a reflection that you don't think is coming from Hashem. And you don't think He's capable of being mashkiach and doing anything. So that is part of Avodah Zarah. It's part of Emunah. And therefore, it says, Ramosha, even B'nai Noach have a chiyuv to daven. Aval kishemispalo, rak sheish lo tzarech, go sheish lo cholel, shein lo parnasa, hu kechiyuv mamish. Mishum nezeu ikir Emunah b'Hashem yisbarach. Sherak hu anoseid parnasa, v'harofei cholem. Ukshena boteach al Hashem yisbarach, v'edem ispalo elav, haryu keino mamin bo, umamin b'dvar macherim, v'chulu. And therefore, says Ramosha, they might even be included in that. Okay, that's a little bit about this drasha of Avodah Shebelev Zu Tefillah. Zu Tefillah. And remember, it calls it Belev. Right? If there's no heart in my Tefillah, then it's not Tefillah. It's lacking part of the definition. Tefillah is not just Misafa V'Lachutz. It's the heart. It's Avodah of the heart. Therefore, we have to make sure that we do our best to have our heart in our Tefillah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, fourth to last line. Gimel maftechos b'yodah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo nimtzu b'yad shliach. Hashem has three keys that He never gave to any shliach. Never gave to any shliach. What does that mean? It means there's direct hashgacha in these four areas. These three areas. Direct hashgacha. Ve'elohein, mafteach shel geshamim, rain, u'mafteach shel chaya, childbirth, u'mafteach shel tchiyas ha-mesim, which we know, those three are the keys were never given over. How do you know? Mafteach shel geshamim dechsiv, yiftach Hashem lecha sotzaro hatov, es ha-shamayim laseis b'dar arz l'chabito, Hashem will open it. Right, the brachas in Kisavo. Mafteach shel chaya minayin dechsiv, vayizkar Elohim es Rachel, vayishma eleo Elokim, vayiftach es Rachma. Hashem opened her womb, number two. Number three, mafteach shel tchias ha-mesim minayin, ki ani Hashem bepischi es kivrosechem. Hashem's going to open up the kfaris. Tchias ha-mesim. B'ma'arava amri af b'avteach shel parnasa. Also parnasa in general, even though rain is a symbol of parnasa, as we'll see in a second. But he holds it separate. Tchsev posech es yodecha. The gomer, right? Fitting, please. Hashem is the one who gives out parnasa. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time aloka. Chashev l'ha amar l'cha gishainu gishamim hainu parnasa. Rain is a symbol of parnasa. Even if I'm not a farmer, that is the symbol of a parnasa. So this is the Gemara, the three keys that were never given over to anyone, or maybe the four keys. The tour. It's amazing that the tour quotes this. You would think it's a Chassidisha Achron Vart, but it's the tour in Kuf Yud Dalid. It's amazing. The tour reflects to us how every tiny little bit of Shmona Esrei has so much magical power to it. We think, oh, we can make our own tefillah and write it. The power, the Nevi'im wrote this, the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. The Torah says, Bracha Shnia, Eino Pasachas, B'Baruch HaMishin, Smucha L'Chavrata. Fine. Ato Gibar does not start with Bracha to Hashem, it's Smucha L'Chavrata to the previous Bracha. U'minyin Tevoseha. How many words are in Ato Gibar? So we would say, I don't know, what's the difference? He says, Chamishim Va'achas, 51 words. Why? K'minyin Tevos Shal Arba'a P'sukim Shehivasta Mehem. Based on the four psukim that it is based on. What are the four psukim that Ata Gibor is based on? The four keys that only Hashem keeps. Those four. Ve'mar ba psukim, shemar ben mafteach, ve'inim sar b'yad shliach, ve'elu hein. And he quotes the four psukim from our Gemara. Add up all the words in those psukim, 51. That's why our bracha, the second bracha Shemot Esrei, has 51. And then he quotes, V'simin, the way you remember the four keys, is the word key itself. Mafteach, Matar, Parnasa, Tchias HaMesim, Chaya. The word Mafteach is itself, says the Tur, a way that you remember the four keys. Simon Mafteach, and he quotes the four psukim that we have in our Gemara. Just shows that. Amazing, right? The word that we, oh, what's the difference? I miss a word, add on a word, right? Whatever nusuch of siddur I have, I'll use that. Every word is crucial. And what is it doing? As we'll see later, he just continues, what is the rain doing with Tchias HaMesim? Shetchias HaMesim chayim lo'olam, kach kashamim chayim lo'olam. That is the tour. Related to this, Tosus. Tosfos, both Tosfos here and Tosfos elsewhere. On the bottom of the previous Amid, Tosfos says, what do you mean the key was not given to anyone else? Didn't Elio Anavi have the key of rain? Right? Didn't he create the drought by Achav? Didn't Elio Anavi do Tchias HaMesim? So what do you mean he never gave the key over? So the Tosfos answers, he never gave the key over eternally. He might have given it over, you know, to someone on the spot, for a moment need. That's the hadakamer shel nimsu l'shliach einar vatzalom shel nimsu la'olam to hashal tchias avedim shel kashem nimsuru elo nimsuru l'shliach lios la'olam emun aleim. It means he was never given it forever. The Bach says, Rashi says the whole Tosfos in one word. Look at the bottom. Rashi haynu shlo nimsuru l'shliach echad biyachad. They were never given over altogether. The Bach says that one word there is answering Tosfos' question. It was never, they were never given over to a shliach, echad biyachad. Maybe one time, one of them was given over. But as a package, these were never given over. Maybe that's Rashi's answer to Tosfos' question. Tosfos in Nida Daf Tezayin says, what about the Malach? Remember that Gemara about the learning in utero with the Malach? And the Gemara there says that the Malach, that is Mamuna al-Herayon, says, makes us take a shvua, and it says tipa zumateleh gibor ochalah shchachem otipesh. The Gemara asks Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's this going to be? So the Tosfos says there miduyak, it's the malach hamamuna al herayon, but not on leida, because leida is only Hashem. Leida is only Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos tezayin mabeis there in Maseches Nida, right? It's only Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Only Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And then he says, "What do we say in one of the piyutim af bari?" He says that's working for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not really a lack of direct hashgacha. One other point, and that is the Biri Chasida. Some of the Chiddush Yerim. Or the Avni Nezer, one of them say, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there by a birth, why is there Tumas Leida? Tumas Leida! Ultimately, it's Xeris HaKasuv. But the Mefarshim discuss, why Tumas Leida? Maybe that's the point, because right after Leida, Hashem leaves. And that fact that Hashem left, because he was there, and now he left, that vacuum of Kedusha, that creates Tumah. That's Tumas Leida. During the birth, there's no Tumah yet. It's only after the baby comes out. Once the baby comes out, there's Tumas Leida because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. There's even a remez to these keys, the Vilna Gaon says, in a Pasuk in Chumash. We say, Pituche Chosam Kodesh Lashem, at the end of Tetzaveh. Pituche, the Maftechos, Chosam is Chaya Techia Matar, right, or Mayim, Kodesh Lashem. Those are just given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pituchei Chosam, right, similar to what the Rashi Tevis of the Tur, Pituchei Chosam, Kodesh Lashem, says the Grav, they are alluded to. Okay, we have to continue. You can look at the Chassam Sofer here. Chassam Sofer says, in Chutz La'aretz, there are other items. Basically, all of Ashkach is given over to a Shliach. Right, this is saying, even in Chutz La'aretz, right, these are. In Chutz La'aretz, you have a lot of things, as the Ramban writes in Parshas Achremos. But these four, even in Chutz La'aretz, are direct. In Eretz Yisrael, everything's direct, not only these four, says the Chassam Sofer. But these four are direct everywhere. Okay, we continue. Look in the Ben Yoyada here, we don't have time right now, who talks about the key being like the ignition to nature. We'll see at the end if we have time. But let's continue. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Biyantav Arishon Shel Chag V'Chulu. Now we get into the days that were asked. Rabbi Eliezer says you start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach on the first day of Sukkot. Why does he say that? Iboy Lahu. Rabbi Eliezer Mecha Gamar La. What is he comparing it to? Mi Lulav Gamar La or Mi Nusach HaMayim Gamar La? We do two other mitzvahs on the first day of Sukkot. We shake a lulav, talan minim, and we do nisach hamayim, the unique avodah that's only done on Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash. Every day they poured wine, but here they poured even water. Why? Mi lulav gamar. I'm saying, so what does he learn from? From lulav or from nisach hamayim? Mi lulav gamar la? Does he learn it from lulav? Ma lulav bayom avaskar bayom. Just like talan minim start from day one, so too mashiv haruach. O dilma mi nisach hamayim gamar la, or from nisach hamayim, and then it would be even earlier. Ma Nisach HaMayim Me'urta, just like Nisach HaMayim starts the night before. What's the night before? Rashi has 2 days. Either they fill it the night before, or B'di'eved, even if it was poured the night before, it would be okay. So, the night before, Da'amar Mar, Mincha Samenis Kehem, Afilo Balayla, Afaskar Me'urta, so too Mashva Ruach is done, even Me'urta. So when do we start? When does, according to Eliezer, when does he start? At Ma'ariv? Or in the morning? So Tashma, Dam Rabbi Yavo, Lo Limder, Rabbi Eliezer, Elami Lulav. He learns it from Lulav. Ika da Amre, Rabbi Yavo, Gamara Gamerla. Vika da Ami Masisa Shamile. Either, how do we know he learns it from Lulav? Either it's Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, or it's based on the following Brisa. Maihi de Tanya. When do you mention it? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Mishas, Atilas Lulav. There it is. From the time that you shake a Lulav. So that doesn't only mean time, but it must mean you learn it from there. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishas Hanachoso. No, it's from the time that you put down the lulav. What does that mean? From the time that you put down the lulav? So Rashi here says, Miyom Shemivarchin Bo Ba'achrona, Dahainu Bishvi'i. That's a little difficult because on tomorrow's daf, Rashi's going to say Shmini. So the Ranchberg, Barav Ranchberg here says, maybe it means after the seventh. Mishas, from the time that you put it down, which is throughout the seventh, you could shake it, you could put it down at the end of the seventh, so it really means the eighth day here. That's how you get out of the stira. But continuing the conversation, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Ho'avar Bas Minim Halalu, Einan Banan El Laratzos Alamayim, just like these four Minim are Ba'in, they have something to do with water, but in Laratzos Alamayim, like the Ritfas Lashon in Sukkah, that these mitzvahs, Balaratzos, Ukashem Sha'ar Ba Minim Halalu, E'efshar Bohem Balomayim, just like these four cannot exist without water, Kachi Efshar La'olam Balomayim, so the world can't be without water. That's why we start on the first day of Sukkot. As we said in the Mishnah, Simen Klala. I only said to mention it, not to ask. We mention Tchias HaMeisim every day, even though it's only coming at its appointed time. So to Azkaras Geshamim, you can mention it, even though you are not asking for it at that time. And but you have it, you're right. You can mention it whenever. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Misha'a Shemafsik L'She'ela, Kach Mafsik L'Azkara. Rebbe says no. Goes together. When you stop asking for She'ela, that's when you stop asking, that's when you stop mentioning it, right? The same Talamatar finishes, Mashiv Haruach finishes. Again, we'll talk more in depth about that Shita. Also, Rebbe here with the phrase Omer Ani, Rabbi Yosef Engel points out in Beis HaOtzer in Siman Lamed Gimel, Klal Lamed Gimel, he's the only Tana where we have such a phrase, Omer Ani. It's a Lashon of Anava. Omer Ani is like Lani is Daiti, it's a Lashon of Anava, and he even says it's alluded to in a Pasuk in Tehillim, because the only time we have the phrase of Omer Ani in all of Shas is in a Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek, just find it. He says, V'dosha Amar, V'chir Mishna. I'm sorry if I don't find it here. V'hine, K'moshal Onimsa, Shkiras Lashon, Omer Ani, Lashum, Be'echa, Minach HaChamim, Rak L'Rebbe. Even though we only have it by Rebbe, you only find it one time in Shas, Til Memhei. What did it say there? Rachash Libi Davar Tov. My heart was filled to do something good. Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech. I say to myself, my actions are for the king. Lishoni Eit Sofer Mahir. My tongue is like a pen. Says Rav Yosef Engel. Says Rav, Here it is. This allusion to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He wrote down the Mishnah. He wanted to do something to Hashem. Is lasos Hashem a favor to Asecha? Omer Ani, what does it say? He took his tongue and he wrote it down. He wrote down the Mishnah. Right? There's an allusion to the Omer Ani, but that's a lashon of Anava. Right? Rabbi is the ultimate in Anava. So that's the Omer Ani. But that's Rabbi Shita right here. Rabbi Yehuda, there's more there, but we mentioned it in the past. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Bisheni Bechagu Maskir. Rabbi Yehuda Beseira says, no, you start mentioning it on the second day of Sukkot, a new shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bishishi B'chagu Maskir, on the sixth day of Sukkot. Right, we'll have to see those reasons tomorrow. Read them Bishum Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ha'over Lefnei Ateva B'yadav Ha'achmer Shel Chag, Ha'achmer Maskir, Rishonayinu Maskir. The chilek we mentioned, right, if somebody's the chazan on the last day of Sukkot, the Baal Musaf mentions it. B'yadav Ha'rishon, Shel Pesach, Ha'rishon Maskir, Ha'achmerinu Maskir. And the opposite on the first day of Pesach, on the first day of Pesach. A little bit more. Shaper Kabbalah Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua. Didn't Rabbi Elazar have a good taina? He said, right, if, you know, you, even though it's not the time for it, but just like Tchias HaMesim, no, you can mention it whenever, even if it's not the exact time. On Rabbi Yeshua, no, there's a big difference. Bishlamat Tchias HaMesim, Maskir, Tekula Yem Azimnehu. Tchias HaMesim can happen any day. So that's why every day is its time. Halavai. That's why you can mention it every day. But rain, what, if it comes every day, it's always the appropriate time? Vatnan, we learned later on. Right, it's the ksir chitim, it's the time for the harvest. So therefore, you cannot compare the idea of tchias hamesim and the idea of rain. Tchias HaMesim can be any day, while rain is not. Okay, we'll stop there, just to go back to mention Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Yehoyada says, let me explain the keys. He says, Kishibarak HaDash Baruch was Ha'olam, Barak Koach HaTeva. Hashem created nature, as we know. V'hu Shliach Shalak HaDash Baruch Hu. Nature is a Shliach of Hashem. La'asos HaPu'ulos Ba'olam B'chol Davar V'davar. Right, he created it. Baro ach biyada teva misaro. V'lachin darsho rishonim Elokim gematria teva. Elokim is gematria teva. Da teva u'shliach v'ashem. Ach lazeh koach ha-teva, shehu ha-shliach. But teva, which is the shliach of Hashem, tzarich lo koach acher lo'orer o kedei lasos pu'laso. You need what we would basically call an ignition key to turn it on. It's in place. It exists, but you need an ignition key. V'zeh ha-koach shehu ha-me'oreres ha-teva nikra mafteach. That's what's called mafteach, the key. Ubekol koach ha-tivi sheba'olam, kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo, koach ha-ma'or hazeh ha-nikra mafteach. Rak b'shlosha eila. But these three, sheim chaya, gesham, he basically left the ignition on by all the other areas of life. By all the other areas of life, he left the ignition on. That's what it means that he gave over to someone else. It means he put it into place. But by these three, Chaya, Gishamim, Techia, Lo Kasharim, Koach HaTeva. He didn't leave the key in. Ela, Shenishara, Hishoris, HaTeva, Bishlo, She'ila, Biyado, Yisparach, Shu Yisparach, Gozer, Va'omer. Fahateva, Oseh, Apu'ula, Shalom, Bechaldavar, Bishlo, She'ila. Right, these three, right, rain. Every year is different. It's whatever Hashem decides. Even if the forecast says it was going to rain, it's only because Hashem decided. But really, it's whatever Hashem decides. Tchias HaMesim, obviously. And childbirth. Childbirth for sure also. There's nothing natural. Nothing natural. The Marsham in the Marsham's grandson, Rabbi Shalom Shradron, right? The grandson. He says he once quote. You don't need this Shradron, but I'll just quote it anyway from him. He says, "Shamati pam meirofe sheyomar shalachachmas arafua ein shum hesber tivi keitzad yichol ha'ish lo ledes." There's no natural explanation. You know, you could go through the nature and explain everything, but when it comes down to it, there's no way and no explanation how a child is born. V'zeh pashut, davar shu l'malam en ha-teva, v'lo nitan klal l'tachneinu l'tzapos matay tishrachish alei debofet tivi. When it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, healthy, rachman al-islam not, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He keeps those keys in his hand. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Mel Hashem, we will continue. Again, just to announce, next Shabbos, any of our listeners, I'll be in Bar Park next Shabbos, Parshas Korach, in Young Israel Bethel, Scholar in Residence, give you a couple of shiurim there over Shabbos, and Sunday morning in Bar Park, I'll be giving the daf. It's 8:30 davening, there's a 9:15 daf in the Young Israel Bethel, in Bar Park. Any of our listeners in the tri-state area who want to join us, Sunday morning there in Brooklyn, and then after that, Mel Hashem, it'll be from camp Kaylee. Okay, we'll stop here.